Today in our journey through the Bible, we come to Judges chapter 10, verses 15 and 16. But the Israelites said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do with us whatever you think best, but please rescue us now." Then they got rid of the foreign gods among them, and they served the Lord, and he could bear Israel's misery no longer. Judges can be summed up by the book's last six words: everyone did as he saw fit. Judges describes seven cycles of Israel running from God, paying the consequences, and then running back home. In today's passage, Israel had, once again, run from the Lord and served pagan gods. And once again, sin's consequences caused them to cry out for help. And once again, God was merciful to his children. He could bear Israel's misery no longer, the word says. There are two truths that echo throughout this book, truths we can't forget. First, running from God is a futile journey that dead ends in the cul-de-sac of consequences. Before we start down the path of sin, let's not be ignorant as to what waits at the end. Second, God is always gracious. Regardless of how far we have gone, how long we've been away, or how much damage we've done, the loving Father waits with arms open wide to welcome his children back home. So, Father, thank you for your great grace. We are sinners, and we are sinners so often determined to do as we see fit. But when we crash and cry out, you hear our prayer, you forgive us, and you welcome us back home. Lord, we're so thankful for your grace and your forgiveness. Please help us follow you closely so that the cul-de-sac of consequences becomes a more rare experience in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.